Do you usually pay attention to the lyrics when you listen to a song?
Yes, I always pay attention to the lyrics of a song. In fact, sometimes it's a little bit difficult because it means I can't multitask. I can't concentrate on anything else when there's a song playing because I find it distracts me. I have to listen to the lyrics. So I know some people can work while they have music on in the background or when they have the radio on. But for me, I really enjoy listening to the lyrics. I like thinking about the meaning of the words. So if there's a song playing, I'm very focused on listening to it. I actively listen to it, so I can't concentrate on anything else. So yes, I definitely always listen to the lyrics of a song.
What do you think the songwriter is trying to express in this song?
Well, I think this song is a celebration of the things that make the songwriter happy. And these are everyday, simple, natural things. And it does focus a lot on nature. It goes through the seasons, spring, summer, autumn, winter. So nature is there in the background. You also get the sense of a relationship. So there's somebody there that this person loves. And so that brings this person a lot of happiness. There's also the smell of food and drink, of bread and coffee. And also the words in this person's head, the words of the song. So the writing of the song, the singing of the song, is making this person happy. So I think, yes, a lot of the everyday moments in life, the sense of creativity, the sense of nature's creation and the relationship with other people, these are all things that, for the songwriter, they're the basic, natural, everyday things of life that create the essence of life and the sense of joy.
Do you think the simple things in life are the most important?
To an extent, yes. I think we need to have our basic needs covered for survival. We need food, shelter, warmth to meet our physical needs. We need love and friendship and community, support, help, friendship. And then, as the song says, sometimes it's the simple things in life that make us happy, just the everyday things that can bring us happiness and fulfillment. And maybe some of the things, the more consumer-based things of modern society, the luxuries, things that cost a lot of money but that aren't so much of a necessity, maybe those things don't really bring that much happiness, so maybe they're not so necessary. But maybe there are some things that aren't so simple. Maybe there are some things with modern society that that are also useful. I mean, some technological advances, scientific advances with medicine, with health. I mean, they're not so simple, they're not so basic, but they can change the quality of life of people, some diseases or some disabilities. So it's not always as easy to say that everything that's simple in life is all that we need, because maybe some things that are a bit more complex or sophisticated can improve your quality of life. But I think in general terms, yes, I mean, the simple things can give you a very good quality of life if you're a generally healthy person, and your environment is quite safe, then, you know, the basic things can make you quite happy, I think.
What simple things make you happy?
It's interesting. I think, like a lot of people during this pandemic, I've really noticed what simple things make me happy. I think it's made a lot of people realise just what things really are necessary to us or most important to us. Certainly, I think one of the things that's been top of the list for a lot of people has been nature, and I think the song mentions a lot of things about nature. So feeling the sun on your face, being outside, seeing greenery, mountains, beaches, or even if you can't, being in a garden. I mean, I only have a very, very small patio, but that outside space has been fantastic for me. And just seeing a flower bloom is amazingly uplifting, having a plant and watching it grow and then seeing it, yeah, flower bloom is amazing. And of course, people, family, friends, and also strangers. I mean, just being able to go outside and just smile at somebody and have an everyday exchange in a shop and just feel that connection with people. I think a lot of us have been deprived of human contact or connections or normal interactions in society during this recent period. So I think every connection, whether it's a close connection with family and friends or whether it's just an everyday connection, contact with someone, I think you appreciate those very small human interactions. And also rediscovering your surroundings. So places that may be very familiar to you, but when your movement's restricted and you have a very small area that you can explore, maybe you explore it in even more detail and maybe you discover some new corners or look at things in a different way in more detail that you didn't see before. So discovering some new detail can make you very happy, or rediscovering an old detail that you'd forgotten about, or going to a place you hadn't been to for a while or that you took for granted, and that can make you very happy. And the same with food. I love food and cooking a favorite dish or trying a new dish and the flavors and enjoying that. And yes, that can bring happiness, and cooking for somebody else and seeing their enjoyment in enjoying that food also brings happiness. So yes, I think these are all simple, basic things that we can all enjoy, lots of us enjoy. And I think one of the positive things to come out of this recent situation is a lot of people have rediscovered the importance of some of these things, and hopefully that's something that we'll carry forward with us.